I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. Democratic Governor Jay Inslee on Thursday warned that Washington State was on the cusp of a fourth COVID-19 wave, with case numbers and hospitalizations rising. He urged people to get vaccinated and to socialize and conduct business outside as much as possible to help slow further spread of the virus. Inslee issued the warning at his first in-person news conference in more than a year, which was held outside of the governor's mansion. For much of the pandemic, the governor's news conferences have been held remotely. Inslee said newly reported COVID-19 cases had grown to more than 1,000 a day, up from 700 a day in February, and that daily new hospitalization rates were now in the 40s compared to the 30s a month ago. On Monday, Inslee announced that three counties will move back to more strict coronavirus restrictions at the end of the week because of rising cases and hospitalizations. Starting today, Cowlitz, Pierce, and Whitman counties will roll back to phase two of the state's economic reopening plan, which includes decreasing capacity for indoor dining at restaurants, retail stores, and gyms from 50% to 25%, and reducing the size of indoor and outdoor gatherings. As of yesterday, more than 4.2 million doses of vaccine have been administered to date, and the state has been averaging more than 62,000 shots a day. More than 34% of people have received at least one dose of vaccine, and more than 23% are fully vaccinated. On Thursday, the state's eligibility also expanded to all people aged 16 and older. Idaho State Representative Aaron Von Ellinger, a Republican of Lewiston, has been accused of having unconsented sexual contact with an adult volunteer on the legislative staff in Boise. Von Ellinger issued a brief news release this morning denying the accusation and saying he is fully cooperating with the House Ethics Committee as it investigates the allegation. Von Ellinger, who is serving his first term representing the 6th Legislative District, hired former Lieutenant Governor David Leroy as his attorney. Leroy indicated he couldn't discuss the facts of the case at this point, but did say the Ethics Committee is expected to release the complaint document sometime today. An Idaho man has been arrested and charged with attacking police officers during the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Duke Edward Wilson of Nampa was arrested Thursday and charged with five crimes in connection with the violent siege at the Capitol, including assaulting or impeding officers, obstructing law enforcement, and entering a restricted building without authority, the FBI said in a statement. If convicted, the penalties for the charges range from 6 months to up to 20 years in prison. Wilson is at least the fourth Idaho resident to be charged in the insurrection so far. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. The Idaho Legislature's Joint Budget Committee approved five modest distributions of federal stimulus funds Thursday in Boise, including $40.3 million for COVID-19 testing in all public and private K-12 schools. Dave Jeppesen, director of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, said details on the coronavirus testing program are still being developed. Jeppesen did say the testing would be voluntary, but the agency is still determining exactly how the money would be distributed to schools. The committee also approved other allocations of federal American Rescue Plan funding. These include $2.3 million for the Idaho Commission for Libraries to pay for various services such as broadband access and computers, plus $10.15 million for the Department of Health and Welfare's Division of Public Health to pay for additional COVID-19 vaccination efforts. State agencies have submitted more than three dozen requests for portions of the nearly $2.5 billion in federal ARPA funds that require legislative appropriation. The Joint Budget Committee will take action on some of the requests before the legislature adjourns for the year. Others will be postponed until lawmakers return for the 2022 session. Leaders from a dozen Native American tribes in the Columbia Basin are seeking a dialogue with energy, agriculture, and business interests, aimed at advancing discussions of Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson's plan to save salmon by breaching the four lower Snake River dams. According to a news release issued by the Nez Perce tribe, the leaders met Wednesday and Thursday to craft a set of principles to guide such talks. Simpson has proposed breaching the dams and investing $33 billion to replace lost hydropower, find new ways for farmers who use the river to get crops to market, and invest in communities like Lewiston and Clarkston. Like Simpson, the tribe said rejecting a deal that would breach the Snake River dams while making massive investments in replacement power, alternative commodity transportation systems, and community development could result in a future where the dams are breached without robust mitigation. They referenced a sweeping dam removal package on the Klamath River that was rejected by Congress. Now those dams are slated to be removed anyway. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.